Good morning, this is Sasha.
Actually, this is Anna.
Is it Anna?
Yes, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. What's your last name?
Giorgio.
Giorgio. And where are you calling from?
I'm actually in Greece.
You're in Greece?
Yes.
Wow. What time is it there?
It's 9 p.m.
Okay, so not a crazy hour.
No, definitely right after the sunset. Perfect.
Oh, wow. Well, welcome. We're just waiting for more people to call in, and then we'll get started. So thank you for being prompt.
I actually tried to test it. That's why I called early, because I didn't know if the Skype thing would work. So I wanted to make sure that I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you, hold on. When am I talking to?
Excuse me?
Who am I talking to?
This is Sasha. I'm leading the program.
Yes, yes. Okay. I didn't hear it very clear.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Great.
So how many are we?
I believe we're 8.
Okay. All Yoga Works teacher trainers?
We'll find all of that out once we get on the call, but I think there's one or two that are not.
Okay. All right. They're all welcome.
That's right.
Beautiful. Do you want me to call you back, or should we just wait?
No. Just stay on the line. We've just got a couple of minutes.
Okay. Not a problem. Have you ever been to Greece?
I haven't, but a lot of my good friends have, and I've seen many, many pictures, and it's spectacular there. I hope to get there one day.
Yes. Now you have one more friend that lives there.
Okay. And do you live there full time?
I live here full time the past 7 years.
Wow.
I used to live in Los Angeles.
Okay,
and
I figured
back. Yeah. But I'm from there. I was born in Greece, so.
Great. We'll save all of that because that's a question that I'm going to be asking in a little bit.
Okay. No problem.
I want to be surprised.
No problem.
So just hang on there for a minute or so. I'm just going to finish up what I'm doing.
Not a problem.
Hi, Minx. This is Sasha. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, hi, Sasha. Thank you.
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
You did.
And pronounce your last name for me.
Inatsugu.
You didn't hear that, did you? No, I've got the spelling. I just wanted to know the pronunciation.
Sure.
Good. Just waiting for people to join, and then we'll get started.
Okay, great. Am I the first one?
Anna from Greece is on the line.
Oh, hi, Anna.
Hi.
Wow, Greece.
I know.
Yeah, just 2 miles away.
Sasha?
Yes.
Were we supposed to turn in a bio and all this stuff that's on the, I just got the material sent to me this morning.
Right. And that's because I sent it this morning. We'll talk about all of that. No. Hi, Melanie. This is Sasha. Welcome.
Hi, Sasha. Thanks.
Hey, Melanie.
We're just waiting for everyone to come onto the call, and then we'll introduce ourselves.
Cool.
Welcome, Cynthia. This is Sasha.
Hi, thank you.
Welcome. We're just waiting for the other two to join the call, and then we'll get started.
Okay, great. How many attendees do we have for this course?
We have 8, but one person's on vacation.
Oh, okay, great.
The first time, it typically takes people a little bit longer to get on, so just going to give them a couple of more minutes, and then we'll get started.
Cool.
Okay, well, hopefully they're not having any difficulty. Maybe they're just running late, but we're waiting for 2 more people. So I'm going to shift the agenda a little bit because I want everyone to be on the call when I talk about various things. So to start off, I'd like to share with you a little bit about myself, and then I'd like to know who's on the call. So I don't know if you guys have had a chance to read my bio that was on the website. My name is Sasha Cohen. I live in Boulder, Colorado, and I've been here for the last 15 years. My former life was as a tennis professional. I played and traveled the world, and then I was teaching for about 20 years and had some injuries. So I was drawn to yoga to heal those injuries and fell in love with it, just like everybody else does. So I've been practicing yoga for about 12 years, and I have been teaching all styles, vinyasa, restorative, and sculpt for the last 3 years. I teach at Core Power Yoga here in Boulder. And I found this program, and it was a perfect marriage between my life coaching background, which I initiated in between tennis and yoga, and my passion for yoga is just a brilliant marriage. So I'm really, really excited to take this journey with all of you, and you're going to find that there are so many parallels between life coaching and yoga, and we'll get into all of those as the weeks unfold. So I'm really excited to get to know all of you. And if we could just take turns going around and just say your full name, where you live, how long you've been teaching yoga, if indeed that you do. I believe we have one person that's not a yoga teacher, and your intention for the program. So who would like to start?
I'm happy to start.
This is
Melanie Salvatore August.
Okay, thanks, Melanie.
And I'm in Bay Area. And I am a yoga teacher, and I teach for Yoga Works, and I'm a teacher trainer. I'm also a mom of two, and I'm pregnant right now.
All right, and congratulations.
Well, thank you. One of the reasons I tell you is because I'm going to have to get off the call to go to my OB-GYN. I came on to the program, and I already had that set. So I'm sorry to miss half the call, but I hopefully can get the recording.
You will definitely be able to access the recording.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, my intention is to just, you know, deepen my own understanding and fine-tune how I work with students. And, you know, my intention is sincere and relaxed. So I don't really have any, like, I'm going to use this in a, you know, I don't know. I don't have any ambition with it other than just to grow. You know.
I love that. Sincere and relaxed. That's great. Thank you for kicking us off, Melanie. What time do you need to leave the call?
I will pull off the call at 11:35, so not that far in.
Okay, great. Okay, who would like to go next?
Hi, this is Cynthia Francis.
Thank you, Cynthia.
I live in St. Petersburg, Florida. I've lived here for 3 years, moved from Kentucky. I'm currently a coach, a trained coach, I guess I should say. I don't have an active practice. I took the Core Essentials program training through Coach U, and I'm currently going through my second teacher training program. But I'm not an active teacher. I do some things on the side with coaching and with teaching yoga. But I don't really have a business that's up and running. My purpose for taking this class is to jumpstart, I guess, the activity of actively coaching and folding the two programs together, coaching and yoga. I do believe that they really go together, and I find myself, when I talk about one, I talk about the other. So that's the purpose for me taking this course. It's a fire starter.
That's fantastic. Yes, they do go so brilliantly together. And so I love that you're already a coach, and I'll be interested in hearing your feedback on how this parallels to Coach U. So I actually got my training through the Coaches Training Institute about 15 years ago. So there are a lot of wonderful accrediting organizations out there. So welcome. Thank you. Who's next?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, this is Minx. Hey, Mel, by the way.
Hi, Minx.
My name is Minx, and I live very close to Melanie, actually. I live in Rockridge in the Oakland area near San Francisco. I am teaching. I'm also the teacher manager for YogaWorks in this region. And so I'm very interested to find out how coaching tools could help me with several things. One would be managing the teachers more effectively, so that I can align what their dreams are with also what company protocols are and try to get that as harmonious and, enthusiastically to move forward at all times. And then also within the teacher training programs, actually Mel and I co-lead teacher trainings together. We mentor upcoming teachers, and so it seems like this would be a great way to help them, achieve whatever their dreams are. Just curious to find out more.
That's great, Minx. And is your name a nickname for something, or where's your name from?
It's kind of a long story.
Okay. Email it to me. No, I'm just curious, but that's okay. Well, I love it. It's beautiful and it's different. So teacher and a manager. Wow, you've got a lot on your plate.
I do.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And our final person on the call is Anna from Greece, just right around the corner.
Hi. So I have a little bit of a hard time listening, that way I've been quiet. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, I'm in Greece. I lead the YogaWorks teacher training in Greece, and I organize as well. So definitely very, very interested about this coaching opportunity, and because the past 7 years has been a transitional step for me, come from Los Angeles to Greece, and it's been a transition for me personally, but at the same time I see the students struggling to transition their life from actually becoming simple yoga students to yoga teachers. And I just really am curious to find out or heal to help them make this transition easier for them. So that's the story about it.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Is it Anna or Anna?
Actually, Anna.
Anna.
I don't know. It makes a difference in your
ear,
but it's
definitely.
Yeah, it's here. Thank you.
Okay. So it looks like it's just the five of us, with myself included. So, again, we will just continue on with the agenda. So I'm going to go through some logistics. Did everyone receive the electronic version of the manual, syllabus, and yoga supplement? Or just let me know if you did not. If I don't hear a no, I'm assuming everyone's received those documents. Okay, great. And did anyone not receive my morning emails? The one about the first class notes, the one about developing your mentor story? Okay, great. So I was just really concerned that I had your emails correct. So if you're receiving those, then I guess that I do. After today's call, I'll send you one more email that will give you the link to the class page. And that it lives on the Coach Training Alliance, the CTA website. And that is where you will go to access any and all of the recordings that you've missed for any reason. You're still so welcome to go back and listen even though you were on the call. Sometimes it just reinforces everything that we're learning for that particular week. So on that page as well will be the syllabus, the yoga supplement piece, and the manual, and any documents. The coach mentor story, there's going to be the coach schedule. We're not going to put the bios on there, and I'll go into those two things in a minute. But I will send you the link after this call, and typically a call gets recorded within the next 24 hours, so you'll have time to access it after 24 hours from when you hang up from this call. Any questions around the link to the class page? Great. Okay, so continuing on with logistics, I would love for everyone to send me a bio, just a really short, you know, condensed version of who you are, what you're doing, and a picture. Because we're doing this online, I think it's, and Melanie and Minx, you guys know each other, but I want to know what you look like, and I want to know a little bit more about you, and I'm certain other people in the group do as well. So if you could send me a bio, a picture, and some short text by the end of this, what's today? Today's Thursday. By Monday, that would be great. I'd love to get it out to the group and have everybody in hand before our next week's call. Everybody good with that? Just give me a sound so I know that you're still there.
Yes.
Okay. You guys are all so quiet. You're listening intently. Okay.
I'm on mute, so.
Nice. Well, I was getting to that next. So if you've never been on a bridge line before, there's a way to mute yourself to where we, the other participants on the call, will not receive any background noise or any feedback. And the way to do that is just to press *6 on your phone. That will mute you, and you'll hear a little recording come on that say your line is now muted. And when you want to talk, when you're called on or have a question or any time, just do the same thing. *6 will unmute you as well, and it takes a second, so there'll be a little delay. So if I call on you and I don't hear you, you might be on mute. So just be sure to press *6, okay?
That goes for Skype?
Yes. Just bring down the dial pad. No, actually on Skype, I'm sorry. There's a little icon underneath the screen that's got a microphone. And you just click on the microphone and it'll put a red line through the microphone.
Got it.
You see that?
Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. So a big piece of this coaching journey for the next 12 weeks includes what we call a coach the coach session. That's where we'll have three primary roles. One person will be the coach, one person will be the client, and one person will be the primary observer. And typically in a 12-week course, which will begin this, I'll do a couple of demos today and next week. And by the third week, you guys will be diving into this. And it's a really powerful tool to help formulate and, you know, refine your skills as a coach, help to develop those skills as a coach. And I need to know before I make that schedule if there are any dates that you know in advance that you are not going to be participating on the call live. And I would like to ask that you email me those dates. Maybe you can even include it with the bio at the bottom. You know, you can just send me one email if you'd like. Just put in subject line bio and dates not available. So when I make the coach schedule, I'm not scheduling you on a day that you're not available. Once I make the schedule, if something comes up for you and, you know, life happens, right? then it's up to you to reach out to the group to find a replacement and then just notify me of the change. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay. Great. So I'd like that with the bio by Monday, I'll have the bios and coach-to-coach schedule and forms that you need before next week's call. All right.
Great.
So go ahead. Any questions on anything we've discussed so far? And if you're muted, press star 6.
I have a question.
Okay, and who is this?
This is Minx.
Okay, thanks, Minx.
Yeah, so I'm assuming it's the case that as we go through these calls, our information that we, you know, discuss will be kept private?
Absolutely. Great, great question, and it's something that we're going to go into a little bit. So we treat these calls, because a lot of people will bring in personal stuff that's happened to them live. I mean, that's the best way, is to show up in your authenticity and allow yourself to be coached and take advantage of this time. But because, you know, it's not one-on-one, there are other people involved in this program, we hold the highest integrity and keep the confidentiality between all of us. The link to the class page that has the recordings is only accessed by this group with a password, so I'll be certain to get that password to you. So you can rest assured that, and it's totally up to you what you want to talk about on any of the coaching calls. But we found in the past that it works really great to get some coaching around something that you are personally dealing with in your life. It doesn't have to be heavy duty, but just something that the coaching will help you move forward with. So great question. Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay.
What other questions come to mind about the logistics? Okay.
We're an inquisitive bunch.
No, that just means that I'm keeping everything clear and concise.
Yes, you
Believe
are.
Very clear, very clear.
Right. You guys will have plenty of time to talk, I promise. Okay, so basically the format of each call kind of looks like this, and I didn't do it today because I didn't know if people were going to come on in the middle, but we typically like to do a grounding before we even get started, and all of you have a background in yoga, so you know that the grounding is pretty important to set the intention and bring your focus to the call, and you'll see me do it a little bit with whoever I coach today. That's typically how we start. And then I'll open it up to any wins or challenges that the past week has provided for you. So you're welcome. It's just sort of a check-in to share anything that you'd like. You don't have to share, but I usually ask for about 3 people to share. And it's your opportunity if you're one of those students or teachers that likes to sit back and just listen, I challenge you to say something within the 90-minute call each week. And if you're someone that's like always raising your hand and always, you know, wanting to join in the conversation, that's awesome. But then see if you can take on another role and just balance that out with, you know, allowing people to share in a balanced way. So it's just a suggestion. It's an invitation. Then after we go through the wins and challenges, I'll ask you guys if you have any questions on the reading material that we did for homework. And then we'll dive right into the agenda. And we'll talk about the agenda. Everything is listed on the syllabus till the top of the hour. So I'm in Colorado. It's 12:25 here. So at the top of the hour at 1 o'clock Mountain Time, from 1 to 1:15, We'll be doing the coach-to-coach session, and 15 minutes may feel like such a long time if you've never coached before, but if you have been doing it or you're the client, it feels like, oh my goodness, this is just not enough time to get anything accomplished. But you'll be quite amazed at how much you can get in a 15-minute call. Then from 1:15 to 1:25 or so, we'll give feedback. Everyone will have an opportunity to give the coach some feedback, applying the principles that we're learning each week. So each week that we do a call, a coach-to-coach session, we're looking for what we have discussed in the agenda and also in previous weeks. And as we go forward, not today, but I believe it's week 3, you'll be learning about the 5 simple coaching tools that we use. It's our model for core coaching. So each week you'll be practicing one of those 5. What else? So, you know, I just invite you to navigate around the binder. It's huge. You know, I think it's over 260 pages. We won't be getting to everything. We may skip around and come back, not necessarily in a linear order. But be prepared to read and share. I don't know if, and it's my apology that I didn't send out the first class notes and the syllabus until this morning. So I don't know if you had time between receiving that email and this call to read some of the pages that were assigned before the first call, page 5 through 9 in the manual, and also page 21 through 44. Did anyone have a chance to maybe scan or read through those?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I scanned through them. This is Melanie.
Great.
I read them. This is Anna.
Awesome. All right. We have a very proactive group here. I love it. Thank you. And we'll get into those readings in a little bit. But what I wanted to share with you is a super highly interactive course. You're going to get close to each other. You're going to create a community here, and there's going to be trust built. And it's a really powerful learning experience to get instant feedback from not only myself as a mentor coach, but your colleagues in your community. And that's one of the reasons I love this program. It's so unique, is that the feedback is instant. I also wanted to let you know that I'm available to support you in any way that you feel you need outside of the 90 minutes that we come together. Hopefully you've all added my email address to your address book, and it doesn't go into your junk mail, but that's the best way to communicate with me is by email. I'm always online. And happy. Can you guys hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hear me okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a little delay on my end.
I'm hearing a lot of echo.
Okay. Let me adjust. Is that any better?
Yes.
Technology. I moved 3 inches to the right. Okay. So just come prepared, you know, to share, to be open, and keep your intention close by for each and every call. All right. Any questions on anything we've discussed so far?
Just one. In case there is a delay of some sort, can we join in the call even later? Or as soon as you guys start, we shouldn't be trying to reach and coming the call.
You know, definitely call in at the designated time. We'll always meet at this time every Thursday from today, August 15th through November 7th. And we'll be skipping the Thursday of September 26th as I will be at the Yoga Journal Conference in Estes Park, Colorado. Will anybody else be there?
No.
Darn, I was looking forward to meeting you guys. Okay. We'll just have to have a party another time. So, yes, please call in at the designated hour. The delay is just like, it's not a big delay. It's just some hearing some feedback noise, so it typically can be resolved like we just did. Okay. All right, we're going to jump into our agenda, and we're going to chat and have a conversation and ask some questions and inquiries for the next 30 minutes. Before we step into that, I'd like for somebody to volunteer to be coached by me at the top of the hour.
I'll do it. Minx.
Thanks, Minx. And without taking away from what we're going to be talking about in the next 30 minutes, just be thinking about something that you want coaching around. Okay. All right. So,
one more on how to think about that.
I'm sorry?
Could you just give me a little more structure on how to think about what to pick?
Just something that you want to move through in your life, someplace that you're feeling stuck, someplace that you want coaching around to help you move through a challenging situation.
Okay.
All right. So if everyone can turn to page 21 in their manual, we're going to talk a little bit about what is mentor coaching. Has everyone found the page?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great. And so I'd like to just throw it out to the group. Maybe Cynthia, if you want to start, since you've got a background in coaching, can you give us your definition of what a mentor, or that's just another synonym for a life coach, mentor coach. We use that interchangeably. What's your definition of a mentor coach?
A mentor coach is someone who acts as a sounding board, who gives the client enough space to be able to voice their concerns and work out their problems themselves, and while giving space, also giving support.
That's perfect. That's great and concise. Thank you. Does anyone else want to add to what they know mentor coaching to be?
Actually, this is Anna. I don't know what the exact definition, meaning I never heard it before, but while I was reading through it, it just kind of came up for me, oh, this is the definition of a great friend that was there to listen to me and actually support me through life. That's kind of the idea that came in my mind when I was reading what mentor coaching is all about.
So you brought the parallel between a good friend and a mentor coach?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there is some cultural differences, but friendships and family and people in where I'm from, they're very involved. So what I was reading through is definitely the definition of a good friend, not a very attached or how can I say this? Like a friend that is there to support, listen, and any time that it appears to be of need, and guide you through with the clarity and not with personal attachments to what you're going through. So a friend came up, a person that will help you transition through something, somebody that is close to you and helps you.
Absolutely, and I can totally see the similarities. And just so you're clear, the biggest difference would be the training. and the tools and the skills that a coach would have through their development in their training program. Now, and sometimes, and you'll find this when we get into future weeks, that sometimes it's challenging to coach somebody close to you. And but I totally hear what you're saying with the similarities. But oftentimes, and it could be, you know, that this best friend does have the coaching skills. But as a best friend, there are differences between how you would actually coach somebody. You'd have to put that life coaching or mentor coaching hat on, and we'll definitely distill that more as we go through the program. But I like what popped for you. So thank you. Anyone else?
I just want to say bye to everybody. Thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm signing off. This is Mel.
Okay. Bye, Mel. Listen to the recording,
bye.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Okay. Sorry for the interruption. So I'd like for you guys to now turn, well, actually stay on page 21, and Minx, if you can just read about halfway down, starting with the focus, the scope, and the process, and read all the way through to the bottom of the page, if you don't mind.
Sure, no problem. The focus, determined by the client, identifies the basic objective sought. The scope addresses the whole person, mind, body, and spirit, in his or her various leadership roles and performance. The process facilitates collaboration and success strategies to write the next chapter of a business or professional story. Coaching is a highly evolved and powerful process of communication and problem solving. The relationship between a coach and client is collaborative and co-creative to focus entirely on the client's interests, challenges, and goals.
Yeah. So as we lead in, thank you, as we lead into this next question, this next piece of the difference between coaching versus therapy or counseling, it's really important to get in a clear understanding, and we'll keep allowing it to evolve and manifest and distill through the weeks of what mentor coaching is and what it isn't and how it's different from therapy or counseling. So Minx just read it there. The focus of coaching is on the present moment. It's a co-creative relationship where the client and coach work collaboratively. And it's totally focused on the client's agenda, what the client wants to take away from the session. And so you're creating the client to take ownership of their story. They're the architect of their story going forward. And from that place, you can create a successful roadmap of where the client says is important for them to go. So if we turn to page 33, hopefully you've had a chance to sort of skim over this. Who can talk a little bit about the differences that they feel between coaching and therapy? And, or have they had an experience of either?
I actually have been through therapy before, and Susanna, and I found myself after each session confused about what had happened to me in my childhood and whatever. A lot of things would come up, but it wouldn't make sense. And feel that coaching, because I have had experience as well, it was more immediate, more present, more matter of fact right now. And it gave me a strength and confidence and a personal level to keep going. So not that there is no value into the therapeutic and going and digging into the past and seeing where you're coming from, but I feel that there is a greater need for people to see what's right in front of them at the present moment and start from there, find the strength and the courage to keep looking.
That's brilliant, Anna. Thank you. That's exactly what coaching is. Coaching is taking the person from where they are right now and helping facilitate their movement forward to what they would like more of in their life. Typically, therapy is about healing past emotional issues, traumas, working with patterns, which there is value to. But that is definitely the biggest difference between the two, is working in the past. And if you go to the bottom of page 33, you can read it right here. The goal of psychotherapy is to resolve emotional problems. With patients, the therapist examines conflicted or troubling behavior. Understanding patterns, motivations, and dynamics occupies central position. Therapy might even try to resolve personality issues. And you take it to the other side of the coaching. A mentor coach works with emotionally healthy clients to establish strategies and plans with specific, achievable, measurable goals, SMART goals, which we'll get into a little bit here towards the end of our call. Coaching works with personality styles as part of the plan. The next page, coaching focuses on bridging the gap between where someone is and where or she or he wants to be. So it's a really fine distinction and one that really separates our industry from the psychotherapy industry. Are there any questions around this? And you can read more about it on page 33, but any questions or any experiences that come to mind that you'd like to share with the group?
I actually have a question. This is Anna again. I'm sorry.
No apologies.
It says mentor coach with emotionally healthy clients. That's kind of a key word. And how a mentor coach will evaluate and determine that. Somebody say, I want to be mentored by you. How are you confident that they are emotionally healthy, given all the, you don't know them?
Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. You kind of cut in and out, but I think I may have gotten the gist of your question, and if I don't answer it correctly, please let me know. So if I hear you correctly, how does a mentor coach know if they're the right fit, if they are working with an emotionally healthy client? Well, I can give you my experience and many of my colleagues' experiences. If the conversations continue to be about past emotional traumas, patterns, things that are basically that in the past and you're stuck there and they have not healed. I am not a psychologist and I don't pretend to be one. I'm not a psychotherapist. And so if the client, and we do an intake session in the beginning to see if it's a good fit before we get into our collaborative relationship, just to iron out these details. And if I feel like the client is more concerned with or has more desire towards healing a lot of their past stuff, that is not a good fit for life coaching. That is more of a good fit for therapy. And so could there be times during your relationship with your client that emotional stuff comes up? Absolutely. And if someone begins to cry or gets emotional, we'll find the skills and ways and principles that we use to deal with that. That does not necessarily mean a client is emotionally unstable.
And that's a great question, and I want to be sure I'm making a clear distinction that if it's ongoing, if you're constantly finding the conversations are in the past, that's when I refer out. I've got a whole database of local therapists that I refer clients to when I'm not qualified or capable to meet them where they are. I'm a life coach, and I am really good at what I do, and I love what I do, and it's incredibly empowering to take somebody from where they are in the present moment, keep them accountable, keep them in action so that they continue to strive for the things that they say is important to them. Did that help a little bit, Anna?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Any other questions on the coaching versus therapy piece? Okay, great. You're a captive audience, ladies. On page 31, and throughout this course, I'm going to be drawing parallels between yoga and coaching, because you all are students, you all are teachers of this beautiful practice of asana, and how it relates to the life coaching will help you sort of facilitate your learning. So on page 31, the second paragraph from the bottom, Melanie, would you read that as mentor coaches? Melanie's gone. I knew that. Cynthia.
Sure. As mentor coaches, we work to be grounded, present, and fully attuned to the client. It is this collaboration and contingency that becomes a mainstay of the positive outcome for clients.
So on your mat, do those things resonate with you?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Tell me how. Anybody?
I'll go ahead.
See, I knew it wouldn't be long before you guys are trying to talk.
The key words are grounded, present, and fully attuned, and the client is basically yourself when you're on the mat. I know from personal experience, when I step onto my mat, everything else falls away. It's like it's just me and the mat and what I'm doing, even if it's Shavasana and that's it. You know, everything else just kind of goes away. I'm grounded. I'm fully present and aware of the mat and my intention of the mat. And it just all comes together and is very sweet.
That's beautiful. And how can you, and what you know right now around coaching, how would those tools serve you to be a great coach for your client?
Well, for grounded, I mean, you really, in order to solve a problem that you're trying to work through, you need to be present and focused and grounded in with what you want, what's your goals, what's your tasks, what you want to accomplish, what you don't want, and having all three of those grounded, present, and attuned to that will help you get through and past the problem.
Great. And I just want to interject some different language rather than solving problems. We talk about possibility thinking, and we'll get more into all of that language as we go forward. But that's just a beautiful comparison. Does anyone else want to share their parallel between that piece of yoga and coaching? Okay, well, there'll be many, many more opportunities. All right, right now, Let me just check one thing. Oh, yes, if you can go back to page 29. The last paragraph in yoga. Minx, would you read that one, please?
Sure. Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just losing track of when I'm on mute and not.
It's a lot of work.
Okay. In yoga, the master still works on the same poses as the new student. The art and science are found in the practice and application, not mere knowledge.
So what does that mean to you on the mat?
For me, yoga's on and off the mat. And so just in the pervasive practice of yoga, I see it as a constant refinement of how we perceive things moment by moment, and that mastery isn't just the knowledge of something, but the actual integration of that into, how we conduct ourselves in all situations.
That is very well said. Thank you. It's great. And so it's just a matter of being present, being fully attuned, being grounded, and know that each moment we come to the mat, we come to our client with an open mind, with a beginner's mind, and each experience is different. Every time on our mats is a different experience, whether we're in dancers, whether we're in crow, whether we're in Tadasana, right? Every time you're there, if you have those tools in place, you're going to have a different experience. And so it's the same tools and principles that we bring to the coaching relationship where the client needs to be accessing those skills, those qualities to be able to be fully present for their client. So that's great insight. Thank you. Okay, please go ahead.
This is so beautifully said, but work in progress is probably something that popped in my mind while you were describing this. So not every day is the same day, and if we accept the fact that things are transitioning from one day to another, from one post to another, from a new teacher, a new student to the next one, then I think would give the grounding, the more relaxed sense of being at the present moment. So that's just a little bit.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing, Anna. Yeah. Okay. So if we could turn to page 101, please, for the last few minutes here before we get into our coaching session. I wanted to chat briefly about SMART goals. Has anyone on the call had experience with SMART goals? Have you used them? Do you know what the acronym stands for?
I have, SMINX.
Okay. And how did that experience work for you by setting SMART goals?
Oh, it works great when you do it.
Yes, you definitely have to be in action.
Yeah, I found the challenge was always to get, the specific measurable portion.
Right.
Yeah, to actually define that in a way that, it's easy to think you're being specific and then realize that you're not.
Yeah, and it's easy to get down on ourselves if we're not, following through with our goals. But it's been shown, scientific evidence and lots of data, that goals do keep you motivated. They're exciting and energizing, as the book says. They make it easier to focus and make it clearer when distractions occur because you have that structure around where you're headed. And so the acronym basically just stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. And you can take a look through those. But if you go to, you don't have this, but I have it. The way we'd like for you to set this up is to, and this is going to be part of your OMWORK, O-M-W-O-R-K. Isn't that great? We use that in our teacher training. You're going to set 3 SMART goals. And the time frame for that is around 90 days. So 3 SMART goals that you want to achieve in the next 90 days. For each one of those SMART goals, you want to write down 3 initiatives. And those initiatives, the time frame for those is between 7 and 10 days. After that, you want to set your, what I call your next best step. And that typically happens within the next 24 hours. So 90 days is a pretty long time frame. And if you're not used to having the structure around your goals, or you're not used to setting goals, I mean, this is a great practice, a great tool to have. And all along the way, you want to celebrate each small victory. So even if it's that next best step that you took a step in action towards your goal, you celebrate that. And you keep Melanie.
I'm back.
Did you have a baby?
Not yet. It's still inside.
Okay. Wow, that was
hard.
Quick.
Yeah.
That was quick. Oh, my goodness. Well, good. Thank you for calling back in. You'll get to hear the coach call. We were just talking about our SMART goals on page 101 and 102. So, again, these SMART goals, they construct a roadmap, and they measure your progress along the way. So you can continue to read more about that. Part of our own work is going to be to start creating your SMART goals, but we'll get to that at the end of the call. Any questions around that? Any concerns? Any things that have worked, have not worked? We have about 2 minutes.
The goals, when you're referring to goals, it can be as simple as something, I mean, how big or small it can be.
As big or as small as you'd like for it to be.
Okay.
You are the architect of your life.
Right, okay.
These are your choices, and you can start off small and just work through the same structure, or you can start out big, dream big. Like, what would it look like if money, time, resources, energy were not an issue? What would my life look like? You know, you can start there, or you can be like, I want to lose 15 pounds.
Right.
You know,
right,
it's
right,
whatever
right.
is important to you.
Okay.
Any other inquiries before we dive into our Coach the Coach session?
Hi, this is Cynthia. Can you repeat the statement about the initiatives?
Absolutely. So you'll want to set 3 SMART goals in the next
mm-hmm.
90 days. And then for each one of those SMART goals, you'll have 3 initiatives. So you'll have a total of 9 initiatives, 3 for each one.
Okay.
And the time frame that we feel works best is work on that specific initiative in about 7 to 10 days. And
okay,
then
great.
to break it down even more, within the 24 hours that you set this up, you want to take your next best step, whatever that may be, to keep you in action. Okay, does that make sense?
It does. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, we are ready for our first Coach the Coach demo call. I will be coaching Minx and Melanie, Cynthia, and Anna will press star six, or Anna, mute your microphone, and we'll get started, and then I'll ask you to unmute, and then we'll give feedback. Okay, so Anna, Melanie, and Cynthia, if you can mute your lines. Minx, are you there?
I am.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Hang on. Jenny, hi, this is Sasha.
Hi there.
We started the call an hour ago, so you're welcome to get the recording and I'll give you all the information. But right now we're going to give a live demo of a coaching session.
Okay.
So if you would press star six on your phone, that will mute you. I'll coach Minx for about 15 minutes, then we'll bring everyone back on and we'll get some feedback, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. It's Jenna, right? Okay. She's on mute. All right. Minx. Thanks. Thanks for volunteering to do a live coaching session with me. Would it be okay with you if we grounded a little bit as we make the transition from our lecture to our session?
Totally fine.
Great. As long as you're not driving. Are you driving?
I'm not driving.
Okay. Close your eyes and find a tall spine.
Okay.
And just begin to access your breath. Without controlling or influencing it in any way. Just notice the ebb and flow, as well as the gaps in between. Let everything around you still as you drop inside. Feel your sits bones root into the earth as you grow taller through the crown of your head. And take a very expansive breath in. Exhale, let it go. One more time, inhale, expand your lungs. And exhale, sigh it out. Then slowly flutter your eyes open and arrive. So thank you for doing that. Minx, what's on your mind today?
I'm thinking about the balance between my workload and my non-working life.
Okay, can you say more about each and what your goal is through each of these?
Yeah, I have so many work commitments. You know, I teach weekly classes. I have a pretty heavy private client base, as well as, you know, leading teacher trainings at the 200, 300, and mentorship level, along with managing the teachers in the region. And so I feel like I have unpredictable weekly commitments in addition to predictable ones. And so I find it's very easy for me to put a huge amount of time into work and then not feel like I have enough time for, you know, things that aren't related to work. Is that what you're looking for?
Oh, I'm just listening. Yeah. So if I'm hearing you correctly, you feel like your plate is super full. You've got commitments with teaching, teacher training, privates, and you're managing teachers. And your time is more or less not your own, and it's infringing upon the balance of your non-working life. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Great. So if you could design it, what would a balance look like for you?
Huh. I'm not sure I can answer that real quickly. Let's see.
Feel free to brainstorm. It doesn't have to be like whatever you say is going to be the exact thing. Or just sort of share with me what you would like to see more of in your life in terms of balance.
Yeah, I think I'd like to see more control over the unstructured events that arise each week. Maybe to come up with some strategy to make sure I can take care of them, but also still take care of, you know, being able to eat when I'm supposed to eat, sleep when needed, make sure to get the practice that I value in, and still be present, you know, with the various people involved in a, you know, very caring way, you know?
Absolutely. And so what does it look like for you to have more control over the unpredictable pieces of your week?
Maybe, let's see. I think maybe being able to schedule handling them when I feel it's more on my timeline, which isn't always possible, but I'd like that.
Right.
You know, there tend to be these unpredictable, like, occurrences in the managing role especially, you know, where, oddly enough, things go haywire with the yoga teachers and needs to be addressed fairly quickly, but sometimes it feels like it's coming too quickly, and I'd like to be able to delay it to when it feels more comfortable with it.
And would you agree that there are times where, as a manager, you may need to put out a fire pretty quickly?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, kind of goes with the job description sometimes. Would you agree?
100% and more.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just really curious. You're obviously talented and you are so capable of juggling so many things. Is this workload something that's recently come to you, or have you been doing it this way for a long time?
Well, the workload varies across the year. So I would say across the year, over several years, there are times where it just feels like there's so much going on, and other times where it feels very fine. And so I would say the pattern of it, you know, having these, you know, it's Jenny probably knows from her job, scheduling time with the teachers can be very time intensive, and, you know, psychologically intensive depending on what's going on. And so I would say, yes, the pattern has been going on for several years, and it you know, there are times like right now where it's more intense and times where it's more balanced.
And how do you feel differently when things are balanced? What is your emotional state, and what does your life look like?
Well, I would say my emotional state is pretty even throughout it all. It's just my physical state gets more tired. You know, like right now I'm pretty tired. So I would say when it's there's more commitments, I tend to sleep a little less, and I tend to shorten my time for meals and time for other things. And so I feel more tired.
And so what do you do to take care of yourself when you're feeling so fatigued?
I'll tend to, well, it's many things, and I'll shift how I'm practicing. My yoga practice will change to account for what's going on, and I will try to have other ways to feed myself besides cooking everything myself. And, you know, I may cut out, like, non-working things to make sure I get my work done and can still, you know, sleep a reasonable amount. I'll make sure each day that I have some time that's just nothing related to anything but just being. I have that every day. You know, not working, not practicing. It's just allowing myself to be. And there's other things. I'm not sure how extensive you want to list.
Yeah. I love what you said about shifting your practice. Can you say a little bit more about that? Do you do more restorative or a yin practice when you're feeling quite young? Or what's the shift that you take on?
I tend to do more pranayama and meditation, and I have practices that have been given inner practice from my teachers that I'll utilize those as the most powerful ones.
And how does that affect you in terms of being able to balance your workload?
It gives me more energy. You know, I feel like it gives me more clarity to perceive, like, exactly what needs to be handled, and hopefully enough presence of mind to handle it in a very humane way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wanted to acknowledge that when we talked about the emotion, you said, you know, your emotion is pretty even keel, that it's more of a physical, on a physical level, that you're feeling exhaustion. So with everything that you have on you, for you to stay so even speaks volumes to who you are. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. I'm sure you have your moments. We all do. But just hearing that makes me believe that you are very balanced internally. And it sounds like getting the balance externally in your physical body is really best served by shifting your practice, you know, allowing the pranayama and meditation to come in to give you energy. And so now I'm wondering how often you do that. Is it a daily practice?
Daily practice. Yes.
So if you're doing this on a daily basis, and you're still feeling overwhelmed, and you still feel unbalanced between your workload and your non-working life, I'm wondering what else can you factor in that will create a bit more of a balance for you and rest your body a little bit more? Is there a place that you can teach fewer hours? These are just for examples. I'm just brainstorming.
Sure.
Teach fewer hours, take fewer privates weekly. I mean, is there a place that you can sort of restructure your workload?
Right. And therein lies the issue.
Well, we'll get to it eventually.
Yeah. It's hard to do this, but I suppose I could put more boundaries around when I, you know, do a couple of things. One would be, like, I just did this to myself next week, which is, you know, not to add on private clientele when it's beyond my planned schedule. Like, invariably I do that each week where I'm like, oh, I'm booked. Well, let me just make time for you here.
Mm.
So I'll... You know, maybe there I could have a more hard line on that and say, you know, it's hard though because sometimes people need sooner attention. So that's a thought there is to hold firmer grounds to the schedule that I plan for my privates,
or to decide on a, you know, this is the maximum number of hours for privates that I'll do in any given week and maybe adjust that according to other commitments. Teach less. I don't think I want to adjust in that way at this moment. I could put some more solid hours onto the times when I do email and phone calls and meetings, perhaps, because I can easily end up, oh, I think I'll just put in an hour or two tonight, you know, after I'm done teaching and it's already 8:30 at night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or I might, yeah, I mean, it's interesting to think about establishing hours where I'll do phone calls and just holding them, you know, solid to those hours with the studio managers and the teachers at large, although chasing the teachers around can get really tricky. Those are some thoughts.
Those are great thoughts. And, you know, it's just about brainstorming here, but what I love that you said is creating boundaries, boundaries for yourself, to know that looking at it from a different lens, it's less about you saying no to people and more about you saying yes to self-care. That's what I hear you saying. And so I just would invite you to continue to dissect this a little bit and think about it and bring it into your meditation practice and see what comes up. Because as you know, as we all know, when we're in that fight or flight response and we're operating in high stress levels, lots of things can happen from there, including eventually our health deteriorating. So even as yoga teachers, we get super, super stressed and super, super busy, and it's really, really important to remember to take good self-care. So in the last minute here of closing, I know 15 minutes goes by fast, what was your best takeaway from our session today?
My best takeaway, I would say, is I need to structure my time for managing.
Great. And what is one baby step that you can take between now and next week, starting with the sentence, I am committed to?
All right. Let's see, what can I be committed to? How about I am committed to I think I'm committed to looking at my week and seeing where I don't want my work to cross over into the rest of the time that's not work-related. So like like almost creating – I have so much looseness in my structure when I can work and when I can't, you know, I can work whenever basically. So maybe I'm going to self-establish office hours for my – when I work from home time. How about that?
How does that feel to you?
That feels doable.
Good.
Maybe.
Okay. So,
it feels worth the experiment.
So just, I love what you said. I would just like you to say it one more time and take out the, I think I'm committed to, and just put, I am committed to.
I'm committed to establishing office hours at home that I'll respect.
Beautiful. That's great. May I check in with you between now and next week to hold you accountable to that commitment?
Sure.
Okay, great. All right, Minx, thank you for launching our first demo, Coach the Coach session. Really, really appreciate it. Now, if all the other participants would press *6 to unmute. Welcome back. And for the next, 7 or 8 minutes or so, I'd like to facilitate a discussion around what you heard, any aha moments, or any thoughts that you have around what happened in that coach-to-coach session. Who would like to start?
This is Melanie.
Thanks, Melanie.
Well, I just want to say that first I thought you both did a really great job being clear and being patient, you as coach, and Minx is working through her own process, and it seemed like kind of a dream, a dream coaching session right there. Like pretty ideal.
Wow. In what way does it feel like a dream coaching session to you?
Well, just, you know, two people being patient, considerate, sincere, just in that way. Just there wasn't a lot of extra fat to it. You know, those emotional problems fat. Bad habits fat.
Yet. okay, great. Thanks for sharing, Melanie. Who else would like to add their thoughts?
Hi, it's Jenny. I know I wasn't here. I'm really apologize for that. My schedule is changing as of next week. What I did hear and I read a little bit about in the material and then I just got yesterday was that it just seemed like you, Sasha, you asked a lot of questions and let her kind of come to her own understanding of what needed to be adjusted and changed.
If you've got background noise, press star 6, unless it's you, Jenny, because I want you to stay on the line. Thank you for joining us. I'll give you details as to how to access the first hour of the call, and it's really nice to meet you. That's exactly what it is, and you'll get another document on asking powerful questions. So those are open-ended questions, which allows the client to come up with their own answers because ultimately the client is creative, resourceful, and whole, and they have the answers within them. It's our job as coaches to help facilitate and create the answers to come out in a way that is best suited for them. So we will talk about this as well. It's not our job to hijack their agenda.
Right.
It's always about the client's agenda. And we're there to support them, hold the space, and keep them accountable. So considering... Sorry. Hold on.
Hi, girls.
Loss of train of thought. I'm so sorry.
It's our job not to hijack the agenda.
Yes. No hijacking. Thank you. allowing them to create their own story. And so we're there to support them and hold the space for them. So, Jenny, great insight considering you weren't on the first part of the call, but thank you for taking the time to read up on the material.
Sure.
Anyone else would like to give feedback? Ask any questions?
Hi, this is Cynthia. I think that the call went great, and Sasha, you touched on a lot of the core coaching principles. You tuned in, you mirrored her agenda for the call, you acknowledged the positive things that she had to say about herself. You did ask a lot of questions, and when the conversation started to maybe go off onto maybe another leg of the conversation, you kind of reeled her back in by asking a question that reminded her of the agenda. And then you asked for a commitment. So I think all those really helped her be able to come up with a commitment. Probably the one thing that that I would have done or would have looked for is to ask her to repeat all of the options that you discussed on how that she could lighten her load instead of asking for one commitment, you know, to kind of summarize what are all the things we talked about, how you could accomplish this, and then what one thing can you commit so that she remembered all the things that you discussed and can keep those in the back of her mind. But I thought the call was very, was great.
That's great feedback, and that's awesome. How would that have felt to you, Minx, to summarize the different options that you have for balance?
I don't know that it would be entirely necessary for me. I remember what I said.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I can see how, you know, it could have been. I mean, there's sometimes so many ways to go with this, and you'll find your own niche and you'll find your own rhythm with your clients, and you'll use your intuition. We use our intuition a lot in coaching. So I really appreciate your insight, Cynthia. Thanks for sharing. Anna?
I haven't thought. Actually, as some of us are teacher trainers, one of the things that we do in yoga when we train teachers is to kind of give an idea of and help the trainees to understand how a class should go. And that's what the feeling that I got, that I you actually took from the grounding aspect, slowly getting her asking questions to get her somewhere, and then you took her from a peak start pose or whatever, and assumption and understanding what's going on into grounding her again and repeating and reiterating. So it kind of reminds me how we structure a yoga class. With really knowing the technique that you use, or if there's any particular way of asking questions, but it reminds me a good, well-rounded yoga class.
Right, which is another reason this program works so well, because it is such, there are so many parallels between the two. And we created this program for the Yoga Works teachers because CTA and Yoga Works has a probably over a year now alliance and partnership to adopt this coaching from CTA to offer it to their student base. And it's an alliance that's worked really well. And, the more you get into this, the more similarities that you will see. So thank you for sharing. Okay. And Minx, finally, but not least, how did that feel for you?
It's good to get a conversation going about, you know, things that roll around in your brain and start to find a way to take some ideas into action with support. That was nice.
Yeah, great. Okay, let's all take a deep breath. And I will go over the homework for next week. So, Jenny, you and I will have a conversation offline, and just to make sure that you have everything that you need.
Okay.
So the homework is to start the SMART goals and just let it flow, just maybe stream of consciousness with not too much editing or forethought. And make it big, you know, make it big, make it small, make it whatever feels good to you. But just start playing around with your SMART goals, and you can access page 101 and 102 for further details on that. And then I'd also like you to take the action challenge on page 2 of the yoga supplement. So you'll read through page 1, and on page 2 you'll see that there's 3 bullet points for action challenges. You can take 1, 2, or all 3, whichever one speaks to you. And then we'll talk about that a little bit next week. Okay?
Okay.
Any final questions before we close our first call?
I have a question. Do we send these to you?
No. We'll be talking about them on the call.
Okay.
The action challenges?
The action challenges.
Yeah, those are more for your and more for discussion. We won't get to everyone's, but they're just, again, a way to facilitate the learning process around coaching and how it relates to yoga.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. So thank you all for your time and your energy. Again, if you need my support in any way between now and next Thursday, please reach out to me via email. And I'll be sending you the link to the class page. And Jenny, I will talk with you. I'll send you an email. Make sure you have what you need. And you can listen also to the recorded call once I send you the link to that page.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Have an awesome week. I look forward to talking to you next week. Namaste.
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 Bye.